Parshas Korach, and as Agdama to the ideas that we'll see here formulated by Tzadik HaKoyen, we have a Hagdama here from the Mendel Merimonos, a little bit of a perspective about who Korach was, and which follows with the Me'ah Shiloyach again, which is the Ishbitzer Rebbe, who is the Rebbe of Tzadik HaKoyen, and then to the comments of Reb Tzadik himself in a number of places. Mendel Merimonos himself was born in 1745, and he learned actually together at first in Berlin with the Prima Godin. That was the same tkufa. And they say that most of his life he studied the Rif. The Rif, that you have the Rif, you know, on the Ran. And it was said that his Shoyrish Neshama was from the Rif, because he studied every day with study Rif. When the Mendel Merimonos became close to Chassidus, he first became a follower of the Rebbe of Shmelke of Nikolsburg, and at which time he also became close to the Chois of Lublin and the Magid of Koznitz, and eventually became a Chosid of the Noam Elimelech of Lizhensk. He became known as a really as a Godel Ador and the Tzaddik with a large following, which included actually many other Rabbeim and Rebbes. Finally, he had moved to Rimonov. That's where his kever is to this day. He's known as the Mendel of Rimonov, which he was known as a big poil Yeshuas. People would come to him from all over. And thousands would actually come for Yeshuas, even non-Jews and even Polish noblemen. It was very known in Poland that a goy, a nobleman, who needed a Yeshua, they would go to the Mendel of Rimonov. Just interesting is that there is a sefer called the Teres Menachem, and the Ateres Menachem writes over there that he had a shir kavua to learn 18 blood gemara every day. And if it happened in Oynis that for some reason that he couldn't learn the 18 dafim a day, then the next day he would learn twice as much. He'd learn 36. It would be mashler. And he said that it was one Erev Pesach. He writes, actually it's written in the Sefer Ateres Menachem, he said to his son, and he said, I want you to know, my son. He said, today is Erev Pesach. In spite of all the tears, he says, Lamala Mereish. Nevertheless, he says, I was able to be mashlum, he says, my seder, he says, of the 18 blood gemara. It's interesting is that in the beginning he was a Baal Shachris. Baal Shachris by the Noam Elimelech in Lizhensk on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaNaroim. It happened that one particular year he refused to daven. And finally, he said, he explained, they asked him, why don't you want to daven? He says that a Baal Tfilah who does not have a proper shiur gemara every day, he says, should not be Baal Tfilah. He says, and I was not able to properly, he says, today. He didn't want to daven. But just the final situation, which was a well-known, as is in the Hasidic circles, about the Reb Mendel of Rimonov, that he was sitting at the tish of the Rebbe of Meilach, and it happened that the Rebbe once overturned the bowl of soup at the tish. And Reb Mendel Rimonov said, and he jumped up and he cried, he says, Moiri V'Rabbi, he says, the Rebbe will be the cause that we'll all have to go to jail. Nobody understood what he's talking about. So later on, it says, he explained, actually Reb Meilach explained, he said there was a certain Russian minister who had been planning for months to write a lot of Xeris, anti-Semitic decrees. But every time when he put his pen to paper, he said something interfered. Somehow he never got the manuscript to the Tsar to stamp it with the imperial seal. They never were successful. We want to be Geizig Zeres, but never was able to bring it to Gemara. So what happened was this particular time that the minister finally finished the manuscript. It was a perfect copy. It was ready to be presented to the Tsar. So when the minister reaches for the blotting powder, you know, the olden days when you wrote with ink, so they used to, in order to dry the ink, they used to have blotting powder. The minister reached the blotting powder, sprinkling on the parchment so the ink will dry. Parchment of all the Xeris, the Meilach, he says, worked what's called a poil dimyoni, to make a similar action in this world to be able to have a far-reaching action, you know, further down. By overturning his bowl of soup, it turns out the result was that the minister lifted the ink bottle by mistake instead of the powder, and therefore he poured ink over the manuscript and he ruined it again. This is the Marsha. So Mendel saw this all through Ruach HaKodesh. He saw it and understood what happened. So he says, you risked everybody's life here. You ruined the manuscript of the minister, he says. Yes, you did. Because of you, he says, the manuscript is worthless. That was the remnant that he was talking about. So anyway, so we have here, which is the first item, on Rav Lochem b'nei Levi. Vav Lochem and Elevi, which is in the Sefer Mavaser Toiv, which has the some of the Torahs of Rav Mendel Merimonov, one of the Svarim, starts out the Perish Rashi. Rashi tells us that the Koyrech Shepikeach Hoya, right? Famous question that Rashi asks. That Koyrech was Pikeach. Ma Rol Ishtuzeh. What brought him to this Shtuz, to this Narishkeit, as we saw what happened ultimately with Koyrech, the fight with Moshe Rabbeinu, to organize an opposing party. So he brings down the Sefer Mvasatoi, V'raisi B'ksav Yad Kodesh, M'Rabbeinu HaKodesh V'Hanoira. Moreno Rav Menachem Mendel Zatzal Merimonov Shehiksha. He says, "Ma hoya really ha pikchus shiro Rashi is al bekoirech? Where did Rashi get that koirech was a pikeach? Bechlal, ad shemetama olav v'omroi v'koirech shepikeach hoya. So where did Rashi take it from? Rashi raises the question with the basic premise that koirech was a pikeach. I know it was a pikeach. Where do you see it? So the teretz. So Rav Mendel of Rimonov answered. He says, "Lihoy shekosuv lahalom b'posuk yutes." It says, "Vayakel aleihem koirach is kol ha'edo." The koirach was able to gather together the entire edo, the entire congregation. And there's an obvious question: the kosher be'ezer oifim kibbutz ve'osaf meheiros kulam u'mokan echad. How was he able to do it so quickly? Bal yibotzer echad mehem. That not even one should be missing, because the pasuk says it's kol ha'edo. You have to realize, Machne Yisrael yudbeis milin hoyer. Machne Yisrael was a large size. It was 12 mil. 12 mil is a large size, large camp. Umosai kibtzom bizman kotzer koze. Ubeize koyach bechlau. Soru kulam lashmosoi. And even assuming he was able to make the trek, you know, around the whole area. But what was his koyach ha-moshech? What was his power of success that people would listen to him against Moshe? Leisirev echem el abalyov. Everybody comes. Ach yidu alonam epi svarim v'sayfrim. Ki kolo oilomois. That all of the world. V'chol ha'nasa b'hem ha'koil tolu b'yichudim v'tzirufei shemes v'goydl ha'kavona v'koyach godl ha'mechavim b'hem ki yedua l'yoydeichen. Yoydeichen means those who have knowledge in Kabbalah. Which means to say that those who have knowledge with tzirufei shemes, the combination of the various names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is able to affect and is able to utilize and have tremendous koiches, tremendous powers. The Gemara says that in Brachas Mefurish regarding Bezalel. Bezalel who built the Mishkan. Bezalel who built the Mishkan was through the knowledge and through the idea that he had. He knew the formula. He knew the formula putting together all the Oisius. That with this Tziruf one is able to create Shemayim V'Yoretz Mamish. You can create a world. But Tzal had that knowledge because building the Mishkan, as Ki Yidua Nefesh HaChaim writes, is a miniature Briyas Oilam. The Mishkan, in small size, encapsulated within itself all of the features that you have in the world. You had something that was Keneged the Shemesh, something Keneged the Levona, and so on, the Mishkan and the Kelim. So Tzal had the knowledge of the Tziruf Oisius with which one would actually be able to create Shemayim V'Yoretz. Now, V'nei Gam B'Bias Mashiach HaMekova B'Meher V'Men Omei. This is a Mashiach that we're waiting for very shortly, very soon. He will be successful to utilize the Kabbates Nintche Yisrael Kulam Arechot. How is Mashiach going to do that? How is Mashiach going to bring together all the Yidden? With Mekabbates Kibbutz Goli is bringing Yidden together from all over the world. So because Gamke, Mashiach Tzidkei No Yelech L'Chol HaMekoymos Yisrael Mufuzorim Shomo V'Ktsoy Soaretz Ula Esof Is Yisrael Kiroya Edroi. The Novi Yeshaya says, in the same way like a shepherd, right, carries his sheep under his bosom. So Mashiach is going to go around, go from place to place, actually make a trip around the world. This Bederech HaTev, of course, will take a long time. But Mashiach doesn't do it the regular way. How does Mashiach do it? So, Ach Mashiach Tzidkeinu Mashiach Elokai Yaakov. The Goydel Kedushosoi Yechavein Kavonos Haromim Vahanisim Yechudim Naroiv. Mashiach will be mechavim, the very, very special, the moira de gishemis that have tremendous powers. Ubisoicham, among those various shemis, yeh yichud oyim v'noira, will be a unification of various shemis, asher yifal boy, through which he will be able to achieve lekabitz kol nivrim ama yehudim, hanefutim mechol orotzois, umeele meleim, from themselves, by the kavon of the shemis. Yechredu kitzipur miyom Ukeyoino, he says, Meretz Ashur, as the Navi says, that they will all come and be gathered together to the koyach of the tremendous kavonah, to the tremendous kavonah of various Yechudim and Tzuruf Hashemers that Mashiach will be Mechavin. And Cholish Yisrael never yid Yofik Liboy, his heart will overturn, the Yechrad will tremble, the Yevai Eloi Velishko, and it will have this tremendous, tremendous push to go to Mokar Mashi Yivalenu Shomon, to the place that he will be transported to. Kocho Yifel Hakel, all this will be caused and achieved automatically by Kavona Echot, will be Yichud Kodesh Echot, with one special holy unification. Ashaloi Sovda Soyai, and it's something that no one witnessed it yet. Zulosoi, Velo Yidoeyu Ki Im Mashiach, Mashiach knows he has this formula. Hamikuva Lono Bemhera Biyameinu. That's how Mashiach is going to do it. Zedra Mendel of Rimanaz, you know what Koyach did, and you know the Koyches of Koyach. Vine Koyrach oye Baal Ruach HaKoydish. Koyrach was a Baal Ruach HaKoydish mituane Aaron. He was from Shevet Levi, but he was from Kohos, those who had the privilege to carry the Aaron. He's one of the carriers of the Aaron. Asher Avoidas HaKoydish Aleyem Bakosef Yisoh, carrying it on the shoulder. Ubegoydul Datoy Mikulam. Koyrach was the Gresta Baal Madrege, was the highest Baal Madrege from all of them. Hakolo Yitzofu Lefonav, he saw everything. Koyrach was able to look into the future. The Yoda Gamkein Bitzirufe Shemes Agdoshim Vekavonois Noiroyim Vyechudim Lefloim. He knew Meir de Gitzirufim Shemes. And therefore he had the power and the ability to utilize them in an extraordinary way. Lohen, Lohen, Hifli Eitzo. Therefore Koyrach came upon this Eitzo. If Koyrach wanted to gather together and bring all the people to Mokem Echot, to make sure that no one is missing, right? So Koyrach implemented this tremendous Tziruf HaShemes of this particular unification, the particular Shem, the one that Mashiach is going to use. Koyrach, years in advance, ahead of his time, use those Tziruf HaShemes that Mashiach will use to make Kibbutz Golias. Asher lo yazkirenu oy shum echad, rak Mashiach Tzidkenu, the only one who's going to use and be mechavim those Shemes, and that man will only be Mashiach. The Chishme Heiro, he says, nesfu kulam yachad kecholim koymoy. And very quickly, all of a sudden, all the Eden gathered together. L'zois hergish Rashi b'chalanal, and Rashi himself was margish this, that this was the koych of Koyrach. Then it's Pale. And therefore Rashi raises the question in astonishment. The Koyrach Chipikechoya, Koyrach had that much knowledge. He knew all of the hidden secrets. Lasso Yisalatzliach Kemasa Melech HaMashiach. Koyrach was such a Bamadrege and had such depth of knowledge, knowing the secrets that no other human being would know. And the Chutz Mashiach, he knew it. In Kain Ma Rolish Tuzer, Lachlik Al Moshe, and so on and so forth, as Rashi points out. So this at least gives us a little perspective thinking about Noach, of Koyrach rather. And as the Rizal tells us, that Tzadik HaTomer Yifroch is referring to the Sefer Tevis as Koyrach. That was lovely. As a matter of fact, Koyrach will be a Kohen Gadol. So this is all understood with the idea that we see the greatness and the great Madrega of Koyrach, and he utilizes these supernatural powers of the idea of the Tziruf HaShemes in his mission. So now we move on to the next step, bearing this in mind, and getting back to Koyrach. But first we have, ultimately of course we knew what happened, the Koyrach Vadosoi Dosan Vaviram, certainly they were, as the Chazal tell us, they were Min HaBluim, those that were swallowed up by the ground. Then you had the Masayim V'Chamishimish, you know, that those that were burnt, these are called Min HaNisrofim. And then you had a Magefa, then you had people who died in the Magefa because they complained. When they saw what happened, they come, the Pasuk says, and here we have it right here, this is from the Meir Shaloyach, from the Ishbitzer. The Pasuk says, Vayiloinu Koladaz b'nei Yisrael, they came to complain. When he saw all of the destruction of all these people dying. So they came to complain. Mimachros, who did they complain? Al Moshe v'lahar elema, Atem hamitem esam Hashem. You, Moshe, now the cause of killing and destroying the Yam Hashem. Explains the Ishbitzer. How is it that they placed the blame on Moshe and Aaron? How? It says, Hainu. Shehoyo Badatom, the people arrived at a conclusion that Imloy Hoyo Nogeya HaMachloikis Hazeh LeMoshe V'Haron Miyoid, if Moshe and Aharon would not have taken Koyrach and the opposition personally, for his own personal kavod, lo higia leKorach va'adosoi oynish rav v'godol kozeh. Korach would not have been punished to this great extent. The fact that Korach is chaylik on the kahuna, he may have been punished, of course, but to this extent that we saw what happened, would not have happened only because it was Pegei and the kavod, and Moshe and Aharon took it personally. That's what they tie it. What's the riot? Ki yodu, because the people knew. Asher Kodesh Baruch Hu toivea kovoid hatzadik yoyse mekvoidoi. So says the Yibetzer. There's riots, as we will see, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu would rather be moichel on his own kovod, but he's not so quick to be moichel on the kovod of a tzadik. Kodesh Baruch Hu takes up even greater, amazing thing, for the kovod of a tzadik more than in his own kovod. What do you find it? Kinemotzinu. So you have your references, you see, from the Zohar Kodesh in Bishalach, you have in Hazinu, you have the Tanchum and Toldus. Chazal say, Paroi Chira the Giddith. Paroi actually blasphemed and he said, Mi Hashem? Say Chazal, the Kuchibrichu, Loitova Mine, Kodesh Baruch Hu did not really inflict major punishment on Paroi ad the Sorabu be Yisrael. Until Paroi actually affected the nation of themselves, the Chsiv, the Loshan, the Potik says, now that you are still involved in oppressing my people, hine yad Hashem hoyo b'miknecho. Similar we find by Yerobam. Yerobam hiktil avaydizoro v'loy hoivish yodoy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't dry up his hand. Kshepoga b'idoy anovi. But when Yerobam was pegayan, the novi and the prophet, take him this yavish yodoy. Here again we have an indication, a second indication. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took up greater and stronger for the covet of a tzaddik than for his own covet. Alkein, so here too, he loinu al Moshe v'Aharon, they came to complain davke to Moshe and Aharon al shloim mochlo kavoidam. They said, if you wouldn't be standing on ceremonies, they tied it, if Moshe and Aharon would be mochlo and covet, the mistama they tied, this einish would never have happened. And the fact that this happened, atem hamitem, asam Hashem, is because of you. You, Moshe and Aharon, you are not mochlo on your covet. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu took up for your covet more than he would for his own covet. Avobemis, however, the truth is, the fact is, Moshe Rabbeinu's anger was not his covet. Moshe Rabbeinu's anger and his whole idea, opposition against Korach, was because of covet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kehanegiel Moshe v'Aharon. Al zeh, heyide ha-Torah, because the Torah clearly is made. The Torah is telling all this. If you look deep down into the depth of the heart of Moshe Rabbeinu, they said, "V'nachnu mo, we are nothing." As far as we're concerned, if we'd be up to our own covet, avadu v'moichel 10 times. And the tevas ma, the word ma, we are nothing. Moira al bitul nigiyosom v'datom legamre. U'kamashisa b'gimaras chadal tell us, "Godol shenemra b'Moshe v'Aharon even yosim imash shenemra b'Avrom." Dilu ba'avrom k'siv, it says v'noichi ofra vefer, but ofra vefer is something. It's very little, right? It's hardly choshev, but whatever it is, you have substance. But dilu ba'moshe v'aharon k'siv v'nachnu mo. So the truth is that they accused, right? That they accused Moshe and Aharon wrongly, thinking that what happened was because of the covet of Moshe and Aharon, because they themselves had an egeus for their own covet. The Torah is telling us not so. But again, they blamed it on Moshe and Aharon. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is taking up for the covet of them, because they themselves are taking it very personally. And the Torah tells us, V'aharon mahug kisalinu olov, and they said v'nachnu mo, and so on and so forth, as we find. So I want to show you this similar idea that they directed and pointed the finger to all of the tzaris, to Moshe and Aharon. So the Yibetzer asks, he says, why Moshe and Aharon? Because they tie in it, if not for the covet of Moshe and Aharon, the einish would not have been that great. It's always greater when a Kodesh Baruch Hu has to take up for the covet of a tzaddik. So I want to show you something a little bit similar. This was the Rav. Now look at the Talmud. We turn the sheet on the side. Look at number 3. This is from the Tzidkes HaTzaddik, from Tzaddik HaKoyin and Oysa Magdalet. And the tzaddik raises another question. On the posting that we just learned, Atem Hamisa Mesam Hashem, when the people accused Moshe Nahari that you are the cause of the people dying, says Reb Tzaddik, what do you mean, Moshe and Aharon? Av al pi shiro, they themselves witnessed firsthand. Et anes ha'adol shepochso adomos pio. They clearly saw how HaKadosh Baruch Hu went beyond the call of duty, overturning and changing nature to a way never before. For the ground opened its mouth, ubolo es koirach v'dosen v'aviron. The esh melifnei Hashem sorfo es achamish m'saimish. They clearly saw the supernatural course of events. So how is it that they're blaming Moshe and Aaron? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu do nitzim shleiket erech ha'teva if it wasn't deserved. So what are they saying? Atem amisem esam Hashem. They clearly saw the great, tremendous nisim that happened. This is not just a natural death occurrence. This is something clearly shleiket erech ha'teva l'malam and ha'teva. So the tzaddik says, and here's another very interesting point. It's an amazing thought. And they tiny, the accusation was, mipnei shemoyshe v'aharon rotzu b'derech zu. It was Moshe and Aharon who wanted it first. That's how it began. Moshe and Aharon, they were accusing Moshe and wanted this to happen. Was chusam omdolahem. And it was the chus of Moshe and Aharon that made it happen and become true. In other words, the koyach of a tzaddik is that if he has a particular rotzoi, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because of the chus of the tzaddik, would do more than if the tzaddik would not have had this rotzoi, the tzaddik would not push this. L'chein omru, they said, atem hamisem. But therefore what it means is that maybe al pidin this would not have happened. The reason it happened is because Moshe and Aharon wanted it that way. So now this became a reality. So Tzaddik tells us, now look at this, is a dangerous path therefore. Umikan. He says, many times we see things happen in the world. Says Tzaddik, umikan chilepomim ho'odam roye. Person sees, shakarish brochum misayeyoy. Person sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu assists him in a certain venture. Umaskim imasov. He takes this to mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees with him. Says the tzaddik, no raya at all. In fact, it's very shaykh. You might be even doing an avla. Chozois ein a raya shemasov yisharim b'emes. Just because it's working your way. Just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to go along with your plans. Just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to make things happen the way you wanted it to happen, doesn't mean that what you're doing is right. Because Chazal say for this particular situation, on these situations, of the Omru, Madrichacho Bederach Telech, which means, Bedarshu, Bederach Shodom Roitze Leilach Bomalich Noisei. That's a koyach. So we are able to invoke certain situations, right? Not because this is Al Pidin, Bederach Shodom Roitze Leilach. We find it by Bilam also. First, Kaj Baruch said, don't go. Right? Loiseilach Imohem. Then ultimately, Kaj Baruch changed his mind. And here again, as Chazal in the Mefarshim uses to show another indication, so the very fact that we see things are happening the way we want them to happen, and we even see what we'll call Siyata Dishmaya, the Siyata Dishmaya that we see does not necessarily prove at all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really approves of what you want. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stand by your side because there's a discipline, in the order of the world, there's something that's called Bederech Shalom Roitz Alelech Malich Noisai. And the case of Moshe and Aharon, who have even greater tchusim, they were able to invoke something that a regular person would not be able to invoke. So they were accused by the people, atem hamisem, sishen al pidin. If not for Moshe and Aharon making this happen, and asking this to happen, and wanting this to happen, it would not have happened. This is another bechina of the derech shodom roitzel eloch, of course, in an extreme way, where this caused so many people to die. That was the finger point that they pointed to Moshe and Aharon. It was not al pidin. It was Moshe and Aharon wanted it that way, and their koich, the rots of Moshe and Aharon, being that their attack is so great, they're able to expand this idea of Bederech Shodom Roitzel Elchim to a greater oifen. And the Mela, the finger was pointed, Atem, Emisem, Esam Hashem. So we see here that a person is able to actually bring about a certain Sairus in a Shemayim. He even is able to what he believes is Siyata de Shemayim, and yet does not really mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu even approves of it. It's a frightening thing. Many, many times, like things happen, we want things to happen, and we see tremendous Siyata Dishmaya, and we believe that that is the biggest raya that in fact, because Baruch Hu is on our side, it's Lav Davke. Doesn't mean that. Because there's a principle called Bederech Shalom Roitz Alelech Malich Noisei. To know if we're doing right or wrong should be when we remove our own negias and be able to look at something really objectively. When something happens because we wanted it to happen, in a way that we are very great personal, we have personal negias in a situation, it may not even be Al Pidin. And with all of this Yatid Shemayim, with all the extraordinary things that go our way, and even to support our idea, Min HaShemayim, it's only because the Derech Shodom Roitzel Leilech Malich Noisei. So this is sort of an idea that has to be pondered and has to really be reflected upon. this now, what Reb Tzadik says, by the way, here in Sitkas HaTzadik, so we move here to the left of the sheet, number 4, Pri Tzadik, the other sefer of Reb Tzadik, also on the Pasuk, Rav Lochem Nelevi. Now look at this. At least this is going to be a first of an idea that he says over here. And this again is in the middle of a lengthy essay. And the conclusion of that essay, what Reb Tzadik says, Valzeh Heishen Moshe LeKairach. Moshe is saying to Kairach, listen Kairach, Rav Lochem Bnei Levi, Shegidula Zu Ein Shayach Lochem, Shehu Lamala Mechelkechem. Right, this we've heard about. Right? That's the way we also understood the Pasuk. Rav Lochem Bnei Levi, you're taking too much upon yourselves. This Chelik doesn't belong to you. Rav Lochem, it's above you, it's beyond you. Comes the Medrash, and the Medrash says, the Medrash Issa Alzeh, the Medrash says we have a play on words. Where else do we find the Lashon Rav? Moshe Rabbeinu here in Parshas Korach is saying Rav Lochem Bnei Levi. Years later, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you can't. V'etchanan el Hashem be'isahi leimoy, right? And Moshe Rabbeinu is mispalel, and he's mispalel Chazal, he was mispalel 515 tefillos. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Rav Loch, al toisev daber elai, oid, v'dover hazeh. Say Chazal, this is not arbitrary, this is not happenstance. Years earlier, Moshe Rabbeinu used the Lashon Rav. So Chazal used the marshal and the metaphor, the stick that Moshe Rabbeinu used against Korach, that stick turned around to beat him. He used Rav Loch against Korach. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu used the same Lashon Rav Loch against Moshe himself. Say Chazal as follows. The Medrash Rabbi Yisrael Zeh al Moshe Rabbeinu, at Mochis. Right? You struck Mochis, das geschlagen. At Mochis bechutre, right? You hit with this stick, meaning you use the phrase Rav Lochem. Ubemai de Mochis at Likias. With what you struck, you afflicted, you yourself became afflicted. Atom arto you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you said Rav Lochem. This is the words, these are the words you used against the Bnei Korach and Korach. Ulemocher at Shema, you will hear Rav Loch al Tosef. The Tzadik says, this is not merely a play on words, but the intent is the same in both areas. That's the idea behind this Chazal. Meaning, v'hu, Tisham bikish Moshe Rabbeinu lichnis l'Eretz Yisrael. Because down the road Moshe Rabbeinu is being mispalt to go into Eretz Yisrael, afshoy yakavanos l'tovis kol Yisrael. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu's kavana was l'tovis kol Yisrael, achal koponem bikish madrege gedoyla. He wanted this particular madrega that you cannot achieve in Chutz Loretz. He wanted this to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Ebro Noviere. Says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eshiva Yashem Yisbarach Rav Loch. Hainu Shemadrege Zu Gevoyim Imcha. You do not have the schus to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael to reach those madregas that you, Moshe, would be able to reach. The taste, in the same way that Moshe says to Korach, Rav Locho, or Rav Lochem, that the madrega of Kehuna Gedoyla is above you, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu also, going into Eretz Yisrael is a madrege which is going to be, the present time is going to be above you. And the Avshloi Bob is Roya. Even though, of course, the distinction is Korach came, tried to come by force. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come by force. Rak b'tfilah v'tachnunim. Yet we see that even though it was b'tfilah v'tachnunim, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Rav Loch, this madrege doesn't belong to you. Look at this conclusion, what the Tzadik says. What do you see from here? Tzadik says, when you're davening in the areas of Avodas Hashem, you have to know how to daven, which means, Yesh lilmoid mizeh. Says Reb Tzadik, we come to the following conclusion that we learn from this, a tremendous lesson. Tzemayri gezach, look what he says. Che'af al madreges b'kedusha ein l'ratzois vein l'spalolzeh. Het amaseh. This is a unique shita. A madreges of kedusha not mispalo. What should our tefillahs be? When it comes to Yiddishkeit, when it comes to Erlichkeit, when it comes to Torah, Rak Yochel is Palo al Ezra Hashem Yisborach Sheyuchel is Gaber al Yetzahar. You be Mispalo the Boy Shoyom, help me. I should be able to be Misgaber on the Yetzahar, the Isel and Molakarish Baruch Sheyoy and the Yocheloy. Fine. The Chen Yochel of Akish, you also are entitled to pray to be Mispalo. Sheyiske should be Zoycheloy, Rak Lekai, Mitzvosa Shel Mokoim. Not just to be Mekayim, the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means Agam Lekayim Ritzoyno Shel Mokoim, meaning You can be mispalel sheyizke liyesponu rak l'toyr v'avoydeh. In other words, ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, remove the obstacles from my way, right? Maybe I should be matzliach and panos in half the time. I should have all the more time to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're not asking for madregis. You're asking for the ability to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let's say I develop a desire, I want to be a Novi. Is that in order? Boyin shalai mechil zan a Novi. Tzadik says you can't be himself for this. Could be mispalel. Give me all the opportunity to be an Oved Hashem, which may lead me to Nevi'is. That's fine. But to say outright, that not mispalel for Madregis. But Tzadik says, you cannot be mispalel, I want to be a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. You're mispalel, Boishem, let me and allow me to be an Oved Hashem to the fullest extent, and whatever are the tetzoyas of that, of other, that I will have. But you're not mispalel for Madregis per se. Look what he says. Al derech ma'ashi isas, we see Chazal Saint Sanhedrin. Tuvei l'dezoche means fortunate are those who are zoche, the havet deruf to get the raisa, those who have the time and the ability to sit and learn. So Tzadik says, yes, so you should be mispalel that his time, his availability, he should be ponui to be able to sit and learn. Shezeh b'emes ritzoyne shomokim, that a person should be able to be an oved Hashem to the best of his abilities. Kishibara saw the miyosha koidem akilkul, of course the Kodesh Baruch created man right before the kilkul of Adam Rishon. But what was the Sibir Rishayna? What was the Kavana Rishayna? The original Kavana was, you have to have the Zeis HaPechot Techolechem. You should be able to be Ponu, to be able to do the Rotzen Hashem, right? With all the time available to you. Aval Levakesh Al Madreges Givoyos. Kon Hasig Ruach HaKodesh Yukadoyme. Al Zeh Lo Yitochen Lispalu. It's a unique idea here. In most of them, you'll not see that to this approach. Tzadik says this was the answer to Moshe Rabbeinu Ravloch, because Eretz Yisrael meant particular madregis, which Moshe Rabbeinu could not attain in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, and you see, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, if I would want you to have these madregis, I'd give them to you. He says, these madregis were not for you this particular time. So Tzadik said, be mispalel for all the siyata d'shmaya to be an Oved Hashem. Be mispalel to have the time to be able to be an Oved Hashem. But to pick and say, I want to be a Novi, I want to be Davka Baal Ruch HaKodesh, he says, Tosnish. You be the Oved Hashem, the greatest Oved Hashem you can be, and Mamele. If that demand means that you should be a Baal Ruch HaKodesh, so Mamele will be a Baal Ruch HaKodesh. But you're not mispalel on the end result. I want to be a Baal Ruch HaKodesh. I want to be a Novi. Very, very fascinating thing. That's what the Tzadik says here. Regarding, he says, Ruchnias, he talks about, he says, don't be mispalel, he says, Amadregis Gevoyis. Be mispalel to be an Oved Hashem. Comes with Tzadik, look now over here in Sitkas HaTzadik, which we have here, number 5, which is an Ois Reshut Gimel. So Tzadik says, just generally speaking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we say in the benching, when Oisein Lechem L'chol Bosor provides us with everything that we need. We say, Poiseach es yodecho amazbi alachol chai rotzoi. So the Tzadik, he says, when a Yid stands before a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to realize the Kodesh Baruch Hu has an endless oitzer of hashpor. He says, when you daven to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you ask for the maximum, he says. You don't ask, he says, for shirai. The reason, he says, many times you're not successful is because you don't have the confidence to ask all that you can ask. That's a major, he says, attitude in tefillah. Ask for the maximum, says Rav Tzadik, and you'll see how far you'll be matzliach. And look at the Lashon Rav Tzadik here. Tzadik says, Tzadik says that mi shehu, that a person who is choser umavakesh hashlama, a person who is a choser, and he wants hashlama, he wants to have shleimus, he's lacking something, and he wants to be mashlam that which is lacking. I efshir shakodesh baruch lo yaneu. If you daven right, he says, it's impossible because Baruch shouldn't answer you. Kmo Shenema, it says in Tehillim, Koroi Vashem Lanishbar Elev, if you have a broken heart, Tzadke Ruach Yeshia. A person who really humbles himself before Kodesh Baruch Hu and puts his faith into the hands of the Rabbi Nishloilom, Koroi Vashem. Ukmo Shekosa Bezorah Kodesh, the Zohar says, we say, Tfila Lo Oni Kiyatoi. Says the Zohar, the Tfila de Oni, what's Tfila de Oni? It's called Tzeloysen, it's called all the Tvilas Ubaki Rikim, and it splits the heavens open. The Ein Oni Elabadas. And oni means oni bedat means that a person, which means afil ein yedei echlis palo v'leratzis l'koinoi, is the ikar is that he has a broken leg. The ikar is that he knows that he's in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says that is really the essence of tefillah. L'chein omar boy, therefore the posik says, lifnei Hashem yishpoich sichoi. Now sicha usually means sichas chun. Says Reb Tzadik, sicha perish miladi alme v'loy divrei Torah. We're talking about any yid, no Talmud Chacham. He's not knowledgeable in Torah. He's an oni bedas. Doesn't make a difference. You don't have to be dafke big bal madrege. He says oni means shemedaber b'loy das v'yishpoich. He pours his heart out. V'loy b'mosun u'beseder. But not, he said, b'nosun u'beseder, meaning to say is very, very controlled. But rather it means rak shemetoich shviras libu. When someone has a broken heart, then basically it means it's just pouring with a force. Shevich nafshel Hashem. Udvar mefil bilti misudorem ishloy b'das. So the more that a person really feels that totally, completely, that everything and his whole tachlis and his whole tayelis, everything will come from Kodesh Baruch Hu, he says, this is the tefillah that's from Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, Adrab, he says, it comes out just spontaneous. It just comes out instinctively. It comes out with a tremendous thing because he knows he's standing before Kodesh Baruch Hu. So tefillah b'mokim korbonois, tefillah as we know is b'mokim korbonois, but the oni, and when an oni brings the carbon, what is it called? It's called mincha. An oni is called mincha. V'nefesh ki sakriv, the pasuk says, carbon mincha. Shechoshuv l'Hashem Yisbarach matono mincha. In other words, when the oni gives what he gives, it's so cheap. And davke, what the oni gives, is not called a carbon, it's called a mincha, it's called a matona. Now usually a matona, you think of something choshev. The oni hasn't got anything choshev to give, but he's giving his nefesh. That's what the oni is giving. It's a gam who also slosh in naicha. Mincha has two meanings. Mincha means it's a matana, a mincha. Mincha, like Yaakovinu sending a mincha leisav. Right? So mincha is slosh in matana. Mincha is also slosh in naicha, which means it's received. Ki umakabel take of a naicha. He gets right away the comfort and the menucha that he's looking for. Why? Because it's coming from the vantage point of anius. Ukemot shomati. The tzaddik as I have heard. The whole echad mi Yisrael, says Reb Tzadik. When he says Shemati, but there are it is said. When he says Shemati, he means from his Rebbe Dishbitzer. Says Kemoi Shemati, the whole echad mi Yisrael shechos alei zedover. Any yid, if he's lacking something, umevakeish gam ba'afloga. In other words, you ask right in full abundance. You don't ask piecemeal. Shirayim, but you're mevakeish ba'afloga. The boy from Gebud Achovas Adas. Kedach Shenema, as it says. Pazik says the Bishaylo says, Harche Picho, be Marchiv. Now as you come, you know, you come with a big suitcase. Don't come with an attache case, you come with a big suitcase. Come with a container. Boyshon, fill up the container. Don't just fill up this little bag. You come to the bunch and you stand, you say with a container, Harche Picho Vamaleu. Fill the entire thing. Hoyepoil Bevadai. You know why a person's not that matzliach in his tefillah? Rakshehu Merutze Achgar Bekoshehu. He's a mistapik b'mu'ut. Punkt when it comes to tefillah is a mistapik b'mu'ut. He says, if you're satisfied with a little bit, say, okay, here's a little bit. The merutza b'koshu. Here's the merutza b'koshu. So the reason that he's not helped with a Yeshua Shalema is because he's not being mispallel for a Yeshua Shalema. The chesaron is in him. The tzarech lezadas. A person that should have this knowledge, shloi lehisratzois, v'lachshoiv atzmashen choser. A person should never look at himself, I'm not missing. I want the entire thing. Vizu Eitzes Yavitz. This is the Eitzes that we find. The Posik tells us in the Vayomim by Yavitz. You know, Yavitz, the Posik says, as the Gemara brings in Tmura, Vayikra Yavitz, the Lilikai Yisroel Leimor. Yavitz is being mispalto Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he says, in Baruch Tevarchein Rabbein Shalom, if you'll give me a brocha. And Chazal say, you know how Yavitz, this is how Yavitz places his brocha. Listen how Yavitz asks. The Eitzes B'Tmura. There's a Gemara in Tvura and says as follows. Yavit says as follows. Cheyomar, in Borach Tevorchein, if you're a Baishom, give me the bracha. We're Besos Gibuli. In other words, you'll be Marbe, my Gvul, and I'll have to meet him, and I'll be able to learn Torah, and I'll be able to teach Torah. Fine. Hare Toif. But look what he said further. Vimlav, Hareni Hoylech, Bigizise Lishoil. It's like I'm going down, it says, into my caver with nothing. What Yavetz is saying, the need that I need for this bracha, that I should be able to do the right thing, to be able to be a Marbitz Torah, it's a life and death situation. Because otherwise, he says, I go down to the shoil. I go down to the pit. The person would have this feeling. That's a life and death situation. I really need this. And he presents his feeling and his agoshes with this firmness and with the depth of this type of a bakosha. So the tzaddik says, then you'll see how your tefillahs are going to be accepted. Pirish. Shomar, what Yavetz was saying, she'eino mekabel shum naiche klal. I will not have any comfort and any rest. Kol zman shelo yaneu hashem yizborach kechoy lashe shoal. I want everything, nothing less, he says, than 100%. Would be meloy. Hari hoy lechaz v'sholom l'shoal. It's like going down to the pit, to the caver. V'chotel legamre. Persons should not be satisfied, he says, with mamuit. The rabbi should ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, give me everything. Hashem Yisborach Muchen Le'azor L'Nishbar Elev. And if you really have this Shviras Alev, and this is the feeling, the Hagosha you have, Miyad. And therefore, he says, right away, what does the Pasuk say there? By Yavetz. The Pasuk says, by Yavetz, by Yovoy Asher Shoal. By Yovoy Asher Shoal. Not only are you going to be poiled down the road, you're poiled immediately. We say in Slichis, Rabbi Shalom who answers the Tabira Liba to the broken hearts, Ulamakicha Rucha to the downtrodden people whose spirit is Nebuch pressed. Aneno. What does it mean? We're mispalel for that Madrega, to have that attitude. The bemis lozeh gufe tzorach siyata d'shema yeliyaz lev nishbar. It's not so push it to really feel that our faith is totally in the hands of Kodesh Baruch Hu. But that itself we have to be davening. We have to daven Kodesh Baruch Hu that we should be able to present ourselves in a proper kli. That we should have a nishbar lev. Skip nishun adelach a lot of times. Because we think that we also have some kliches of our own. So for that alone we need siyata d'shema to have a lev nishbar. V'shaloy l'sratzoiz b'shum dovarak b'shua gimura. And therefore we say in the Slichis, Rachmona deyone lemakiche rucha, and to the letabire libo, asaneino. Shahare yoni iso leploini midavazeh. The same way that you answered so-and-so, and such, in this inyan, or ishiya gamlonu, avopi she'enonu kemoyu, manafkim in the loch, Rabbi Nishloilom, says Iev, im tzedakta matiten loy, he says, which means, Kilamitis Rotan Hashem Yizborach, as far as the Kodesh Baruch Hu is concerned, look what he says, my nafkim ben tzadik l'rosho, v'koshkem bozeh, v'ragzehu mitzad anhogis ha-toyre, mitzad anhogis ha-toyre, mitzido royo le'anois l'tzadik yoyseh, v'zachein l'nishbere lev yoyseh. But the essence, or the segula for Kabbalah's tefillah is, the secret is nishbere lev. Avo v'koshes rachmim, he says, u'gam, She'enoi mishuras mishpat ha-Torah, which means even a rosho, he says, which the chora al-pidini may not deserve something, but with bakoshas rachmim, he says, and with nishbar lev, every yid be Yisrael is able to poil. V'zehu, that's what it means, rachmona. That's what we use. Why do we use loshon rachmona? Because rachmona has a lot of titles. It comes as we say in the Tefillah of Slichas, we use the titles for our particular bakoshas rachmona. Rachmona means midas rachmanusach. K'moshon ha-royim sh'ato oino lozeh. Kachanei gam lono, that you should also answer us as well. So this is the yisoid. When it comes back into the koich of tefillah, that every yid has a koich of poil in tefillah. The reason is because we are not convinced in the power of our tefillah. We're not convinced, and therefore we sort of stand up to Kodesh Baruch Hu as if like in a haphazard way. But if we really would put our faith and our shiras alev in the hands of Kodesh Baruch Hu, we'll be able to hack it to poil. And what we see ultimately, what we saw when it comes back to the yonim of Ruchni, is that you should be mispal boi shalom, give me all this after the shemai to be able to be the maximum that I could be. And not to focus on particular situations, but rather, because Kodesh Baruch Hu would say, we move our Yetzer Haras and give us the Koyach to be in his Gabbas HaYetzer, and to utilize the Koyach of Tefillah in every aspect that we're able to do, and that's the Yisoid. But the Yisoid of the Hasfoch is, a person has to have the She'ifa to be answered with a Yeshua Shalema, not to be Mistapik Bepochus, but it's a Boi Shalem, I need a full and a complete Tshuva. If a person really will feel that way, that this is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu can give him, and he feels that that's exactly what he needs from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and only Kodesh Baruch Hu can give him that, and he'll be zoichet to be answered. Zake miyad, he says, as we find Zake bayavit, it's a life and death situation. As another Gadol once said, there's ono Hashem o'ishiyono, there's ono Hashem atzlichono. On Hashem Matzliach no, maybe yes Matzliach, nish Matzliach. But if it's on Hashem Hoshia no, it's something which is a life in that situation, that's something you're going to be game for. And that's what Reb Tzadik is telling us. That a Yid has to completely put in focus his tremendous betochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the koich of the Shvius Halev. And with the Anias that you stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the key and that's the secret for to be answered and to be able to poil in our tefillah.